Locally owned and serving Humboldt for over 50 years. This is Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt. KHBT Humboldt. It's time for the Wildcat Football Pregame Show. Tonight's broadcast is a featured presentation of KHBT Sports. From the broadcast booth, here is Sports Director Matt Shear and Greg Wickett.
Here in Humboldt, Iowa. Humboldt hosting the Spencer Tigers for the home opener of the 2023 season. Coming off of their second consecutive Unidome appearance. This broadcast brought to you in part by 716 Main Restaurant, Ag Parts Limited, Ag West Commodities Bank, Iowa. Good evening, everyone. I'm Matt Shear, and joining me for the first time in the broadcast booth is Coach Greg Wickett, and welcome to the KHBT broadcast booth, Coach Wickett.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here. It's the same view I had for lots of years, but a little bit different responsibilities tonight.
And what'd we say, about 4 feet over from where you used to be?
Yeah, I've gone another 4 feet from where I spent about 20 years in there.
And of course, spending 24 years as an assistant. Now you're doing middle school football, co-coaching that with Gatto.
Coach Gatto, yep. We had our first practice tonight, and those kids are enthusiastic. Boy, seventh graders are a different animal.
Yes, they are. And now to the men that you've coached for many years as well. You were part of this program a year ago, still part of it in a capacity here up in the broadcast booth. And you've got to be excited as well here to get back to Wildcat football this season.
Yeah, I was even talking to the seventh graders tonight. There's nothing in your life that will compare with the excitement of running onto this field in high school to play a big game, and that's what these guys are getting to do. I'm really missing the game tonight. You know, it's fun to plan for the game, and you know, high school football gets in your blood, and I've been doing it for a lot of years, and to not be down there on the field making those decisions tonight, that's a tough thing. So I know a lot of coaches that I coached with have a hard time even watching games or coming to games because you really do miss it after a while, and I'm finding that out. This is the first game, you know, since I did retire back in the spring, and so we'll see how it goes.
And you'll get to see it from a different perspective tonight. I know you were calling plays up here a bit like Tony Romo beforehand, so we might get to hear a little piece of that here this evening.
Pick their signals a few times. Yeah, maybe I can do that. Yeah,
there you go, Coach. Well, Humboldt Wildcats coming in back-to-back years to the Unidome, trying to make it three now. You graduate 20 seniors from a season ago. You got to try to fill some of those spots from a season ago.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate the last couple of years to have some really good athletes, you know, playing for us, and it's been a run in Humboldt football that hasn't been seen, you know, a couple of years going to the semifinals and having a legitimate chance. You know, we've had some good teams here in the past. Humboldt football tradition is a proud tradition. We've had a state championship team. We've had some very good teams on this field, and the last 2 years we've had been really fortunate to have some of the best. You know, Coach Elman really has the program headed in the right direction, which is nice to see.
And of course, on the other side, the Spencer Tigers, back-to-back years at 7-3, coached by Webster City native Jim Tye. In his 21st season, he's got some history with head coach Derek Elman, as well coaching in the Shrine Bowl, of course, with Humboldt, playing for Webster City many years ago in high school as well. Should make for a good matchup this evening.
Yeah, the name Tye carries a lot of weight in Iowa football. His dad, Dick Tye, many years at Webster City as the head coach. He's the all-time leading, got the most wins of any coach in Iowa high school history. And so he comes from good tradition. Webster City, we all know how we feel about them. And so he's got the program at Spencer heading in the right direction, too. They've had some solid years.
Well, we're going to hear from both head coaches coming up here on the pregame show, and we'll be back right after this on 97.7 The Bolt.
For complete auto body repair, there's only one place to go: Extreme Auto and Carts in Humboldt. Their certified repair technicians use top-of-the-line equipment. They can custom paint just about anything and match just about any color with computer paint matching technology. Extreme Auto and Carts is a preferred shop with most insurance companies. Extreme Auto and Carts is your complete auto body and repair shop, plus golf cart sales, service, and accessories. For all your auto body repairs, contact owner Jeff Feaster with Extreme Auto and Carts, 332-2300.
The following Humboldt businesses are proud to bring you this broadcast of Humboldt Wildcat Sports. Wempens Garden Center, your full-service florist, garden, and landscaping center in Humboldt. Erpelding Voigt and Company, providing North Iowa businesses and individuals with accounting, tax, and business consulting services. By John's Egg Service, the home of quality truck and tractor repair in Humboldt. And by Ag West Commodities, your leader in helping ag producers with their ag marketing plans. And KHBT, your voice for the Humboldt Wildcats.
Ag Parts Limited has a large inventory of high-quality replacement parts for your trucks, tractors, combines, forklifts, crawlers, skid steers, and more. You work your equipment hard, so when you experience a breakdown or just maintaining your equipment, call your dealer and ask for Ag Parts Limited. Truck and tractor clutches, water pumps, torque amplifiers for IH tractors, and many other spare parts. Ag Parts personnel have experience rebuilding all their product lines since 1976. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Contact Ag Parts Limited.
Welcome back to the Wildcat pregame show on 97.7 The Bull. Sitting down with Spencer Tigers head coach Jim Tighe. Well, coach, back-to-back seasons of 7-3 records. You've been over or at 500 for the last decade. What would you say the state of the program moving into 2023 is for this team?
We're in good shape. I'm excited about the year. We're kind of, like many teams, you know, we've got a lot of guys to replace, but we do all the time. I mean, every year we lost a big senior class. I think we had 25 seniors last year, and we have a smaller senior class this year of only 9. So we're going to have some younger kids playing, but they're ready, and there'll be some growing pains, that kind of thing, but they've done a great job leading up to, you know, in the preseason here, and we've got a few guys that played a lot of minutes. We have guys that maybe didn't start last year, but rotated in. So they do have some game experience, and our first four games are going to really prepare us well for the district.
Coach, you mentioned a little bit about the preseason. How has the preseason gone with this group here in 2023 so far, and what is the message of the team going into this season?
Well, we talk a lot, and they've done a good job. We had the first week of August was our camp, which is optional, but I think we had probably 98%, 99% of the kids are there, 9 through 12. And then, you know, what I call the training camp kind of thing, you know, it used to be 2-a-days. We can't have those anymore. But those are hard 2 weeks because they don't have a game to look forward to. And the practices are longer, and we're doing a lot. And we really stress to them about taking it one day at a time and just focus on, you know, the little things, attention to detail. And I think a lot of teenagers, they don't like to be uncomfortable, you know. And so we really stress, you know, to be successful, you've got to do things that are uncomfortable, whether it be, you know, putting a helmet and pads on when it's warm, whether it be playing a position that you're asked to play for the betterment of the team and that kind of thing. And so those are the kind of things we're really stressing and just to, you know, get better each day.
Coach, you had 25 seniors graduate from the team a year ago. You've got a new quarterback in Ross Carlson. What are your thoughts on the new personnel that are going to be taking over here in 2023 on your team?
We've got a pretty solid backfield. Carrillo King had a really good season last year for us. So Ross is a good athlete. He's one of these kids that really works to improve his speed, and he's become one of the fastest guys on the team. He's a smart kid, and he wasn't always one of the fastest guys on the team. He got in the weight room his freshman and sophomore, junior year, went out for track, and I'm excited to put him on the field. He was a starter in our secondary last year. In the first game, he blew up his shoulder, and so he was out most of the year last year. So he was our backup quarterback going into last year. And then he hurt his shoulder. You know, there's going to be some growing pains, and I'm aware of that. I mean, we've had this before. We have a first-year quarterback. But I know he's the kind of kid, like I challenged him. I said, I don't have a problem with you making mistakes. It's how you react to those. You know, you're going to let that bother you and then snowball into an avalanche of mistakes, or you're going to move on and go to the next play. And so that's what I'm challenging him to do. But I really like a lot of things I see from him. And I think we've got a pretty solid backfield with depth. We had a good group of seniors in our backfield last year, but they all at one time kind of got banged up with ankle injuries. And so we had to play some younger guys. And now, you know, they got some on-the-field experience. And I think it's going to be very valuable this year. They're playing a lot faster, I guess I'd say, last year, because they're not thinking as much. They're just reacting. You know, they know their assignments better, and they're not tentative.
Having a guy like Adrian Carrillo in your backfield, registered over 1,000 yards rushing a season ago with 11 touchdowns, he's a big part of the offense and defense for this group. What does he bring to the table for this team now coming into his senior campaign?
He's physical. He's a very physical linebacker, but he runs hard, and he's got speed, and he's got some elusiveness, and he's very athletic. And and the kids, they have a lot of respect for him. He's just a good athlete. And, you know, I challenged him this year now. When he was a sophomore 2 years ago, we had a pretty good team, and he got to rotate in a little bit on defense, didn't play that much offense. But we could see his athleticism. And then last year, he really took off, and he rarely left the field. We had some cramping issues with him early in the season last year because I think part of it, we needed to get him off the field a little bit more. We had him on special teams and defense and offense. And, you know, I challenged him to now step up and be the leader that those older guys were for you, you know, when you were young. And I'm really seeing progress in that area.
Having a guy like Miles Robbins on defense, what effect does Robbins have on the defensive side of the ball for this group?
Started last year as a sophomore. We started him off at linebacker in the first few games. And then we had kind of had a need on the edge, and we put him there, and that's where he really took off. And he gives us a good pass rush. He's extremely fast. He was on our 4x1 relay team that was very successful, went down to state and so forth. And I think they set a school record in the 4x1. And he's a big guy, as you can see. So for a guy his size, he really moves, and he'll be a lot to handle for offensive lines, I think. And he also is going to help us in the backfield.
Looking ahead to kickoff against Humboldt, a team that you have not played since 2020, what are your thoughts on facing a program that has had the success that Humboldt has with back-to-back appearances to the Unidome and the challenge of having to open up the season on the road at Mason Mock Field?
Playing at Humboldt has always been a challenge. Since I've been here, it's tough going on the road there, tough place to play. Coach Elman does a fantastic job. I got to know Coach Elman last year at the Shrine Bowl, and I gained a lot of respect for him. He's a great coach. And he coached actually the offensive line at the Shrine Bowl, and I coached the defensive line, so we came together. So I got to watch him, and he does a great job with offensive linemen. He really knows that position, and it's obvious the job he's done. I mean, you guys have been to the state semifinals the last 2 years, and it's not just a case where it's a one-year thing. Every year they've been building the program to get better and better.
And last question, Coach, what does Spencer have to do to be successful to get a victory tonight here against Humboldt?
Well, I think quite often in the first game, and you know, you throw in the heat that we've had this week. I know for us, it's adjusted how we practice. We're going in the mornings more, and we're not in full pads as much. And yet, I don't think it's a terrible thing because, you know, we've been going at it pretty hard the last 2 weeks before that, so it might allow us to freshen up a little. But, you know, every coach worries about special teams because last year, opening game, we had a bad snap and punt got blocked. It was a crucial moment of the game. Early on, those special teams, I'm almost happy if we can I don't need anything spectacular. I just need to make sure all the punts get off, we cover them, and that when they're kicking to us, we catch the punts and get something, or at least fair catch them, and we just don't have turnovers, and we don't have long kicks coming back and get a punt blocked and that kind of thing. So I think that's a big part of it, which falls into the other thing is turnovers. And, you know, we always talk about protecting the football, and that's a big thing. I mean, with our offense and option offense, we've got to protect the football. We can't, you know, and we got to stay out of the long down and distances because that's not how we're built. But, you know, I think that applies to almost every team, all those things. And, you know, those are the kind of things. And then I think another big thing with the heat, I'm a little concerned about our depth. Not that we have that many guys going both ways, but we have a lot of guys playing both ways, but maybe we can get them off like linemen. We've got offensive linemen that are playing the entire time on offense, but they're going to rotate on defense. So we'll be able to get them off the field, but we got a bunch of guys cramping up and that kind of thing. That can be a hairy thing, too. So it'll be interesting how it all plays out. I always say, if you win or lose the first game, you find a lot about yourself, out a lot about your team. I think it's week 3 or 4 until you really know kind of where it's going because, you know, we've won some week 1 games and then kind of flopped week 2. And we've struggled in our week 1 games the last 5 years. Now, we played some pretty good teams. Spirit Lake was a lot of those and then Webster City. But then we turned it around in week 2. So it's one of those things where you don't want to put too much stock in it, but you do want to play well.
Appreciate your time, Coach, and best of luck coming up with the kickoff.
Thank you.
More on the pregame show with Humboldt head coach Derek Hellman right after this.
Your local Hogslat store is the place you count on for service and repairs. Hogslat features grower select parts as cost-effective replacements for all types of brands of live production equipment. Our stores are stocked with a large motor selection, pest control baits, along with circulation fans to get you ready for spring. Stop by a store, shop online, or call us today. We're your go-to equipment store. Hogslat, the country's largest manufacturer of poultry and hog production equipment with locations in Algona and Humboldt, or visit us online at hogslat.com.
Touchdown Humboldt. Bank Iowa will donate $25 to the Humboldt Athletic Boosters for every Wildcat touchdown at Mason Mock Field this season. Bank Iowa is proud to support all Humboldt Wildcat athletics by donating $25 at all home Wildcat football games to the Humboldt Athletic Boosters. Last year, the Wildcats scored 24 touchdowns totaling $600. Join Bank Iowa in cheering on the Wildcats. Bank Iowa, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Wildcat pregame show on 97.7 The Bull. Sitting down with Humboldt Wildcats head coach Derek Ellman. Well, coach, you're coming off of back-to-back appearances at the Unidome. What would you say the state of the program is going into 2023 in terms of mindset for the team this season?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for our guys is that they develop that work ethic and that expectation that we have in the program. Our kids have just really bought into off-season lifting, bought into in-season lifting, and I think, you know, that right there is a testament to why we've been successful. I think this group of kids is no different. You know, just seeing this group of seniors, you know, a little bit smaller group and having only 14 kids total makes it different. But in the same way, it's 14 kids that have really dedicated themselves to the weight room, dedicated themselves to going to 7-on-7s, open field. It's just been awesome to see them grow and mature over the last 4 years, and now they're opportunity leaders.
Coach, a tough break last week in the scrimmage against Fort Dodge in which Lance Kuhn, starting running back, goes down with an injury in the preseason. What is the status of Kuhn, and how does the loss of his presence affect this team moving forward?
Just like last year, you know, got a big loss in losing Caleb McCullough toward the end of the season, and I think our kids understand that football has that, just like any sport. You know, it can be taken away from pretty quickly. And so you have to embrace the fact that you only have so many opportunities, and you got to take advantage of every one of those opportunities. Play every play like it's your last. You know, and Lance was no different. I mean, up until that moment when he just had a fluke break of a bone in his hand in the scrimmage, he was doing awesome. He was showing that senior leadership. So, you know, I think Lance is going to be kind of a day-to-day, week-to-week thing, but I think he has the opportunity to come back and play. And I think Lance now feels how quickly it could be taken away, so I know he's going to be excited when he does get the opportunity to get those pads back on.
With the loss of Lance Kuhn, what is the running back room looking like now for this team going into this matchup against Spencer?
I've been really proud of the way Peyton and Trey have both stepped up. I think Peyton's looked exceptionally well this week in practice. He's learning to find that opening, find that space, trust the block, and then downhill after that. And, you know, Peyton and Trey both had a great JV season last year on a JV team that had a lot of success. They know what it takes to play that position at a high level, no matter what level they're playing at. So I'm excited for Peyton to step in and have that opportunity to play. You know, Lance has been at practice. He's been there helping him out, telling him what he's doing well. And again, it just shows it's a testament to Lance's leadership. Lance knowing how important it is to do whatever you can for the success of the team. And he wants that first start for Peyton, you know, Peyton to be at his best for that first opportunity to play. But also, I mean, it just shows what a guy who started since his sophomore year, team first mentality that he truly has.
Coach, you talk about senior leadership. What have you seen from the seniors leading this group in 2023 in terms of that leadership?
And I think the biggest thing is that seniors realize pretty quickly is how important it is for them to be vocal, you know, to push their teammates. And we saw that this summer at our speed and conditioning workouts in the weight room, whatever it is. Those guys, those seniors, Corey Detman, Grant, and Mason Brown, and Cale Bull, and Ethan Cooner, and just all those guys have really done a great job being vocal on the field. And that's what we need with our leaders, is they have the guys that are encouraging their teammates, that are loving their teammates up and helping them when the chips might be down a little bit. And so I think more than anything, that's what I'm proud of.
Coach, how has the preseason progressed for your program, and what is the message going into this week's matchup against the Spencer Tigers?
You know, I think the message we send consistently has been that you have to play every play like it's your last. And I think our kids live that, and they show that every day. They just practice so hard. I think that's one of the biggest things that I love about our kids is in the last few years is how hard we've practiced and how they go out and they do exactly what they're asked to do. You know, weather obviously has had an effect this week on everybody in the state of Iowa. And I think the team that handles the weather the best can have the most success. You know, and I feel like we have handled the weather really, really well. You know, our kids have worked really hard on days where it's not perfect or ideal temperature-wise. But they show up, they go out, and they do everything they can to make themselves successful, which helps the team. You know, we talk a lot about, too, sometimes you're going to feel down, not feel the greatest, but you got to focus all your energy on your teammates in those moments, because when the chips are down in the middle of the game, that's when we need our leaders to step up.
You've got a new quarterback leading the offense this year in Cohen Mattson. How would you say his development during the preseason has been leading up to his first start?
Yeah, I think that you look back to the quarterback position when you're young. It's all about out-athleting guys. You know, I want to try to put my best athlete there, and I want to try to use his leg, use his arm, things like that. The biggest thing that we need from our quarterback to do is to step up and play the mental side of the game. And I really feel like Cohen's just really matured in that aspect of the game. You know, in our RPO system, our quarterback's got to make multiple reads before the snap, during the snap, after the snap. So they're constantly thinking, constantly adjusting at a high level. And I think Cohen's done a great job with it. The biggest thing, Cohen's a smart kid academically. We got a lot of smart kids academically on our football team. It's awesome when you have a bunch of guys that understand how the game works and can communicate really, really quickly, even if it's just a glance. And Cohen and our receivers have done a great job this year maturing together and preparing to play a football game on Friday night. And that's what's made me the most excited, just to see that maturation.
Turning your attention to the matchup at hand this evening, what are some of the challenges of facing off against this Spencer team that has gone 7-3 in back-to-back seasons?
You know, I have nothing but respect for Coach Ty. He's a great friend of mine. Him and I really got to know each other, coaching the Shrine Bowl together 2 summers ago. He is an awesome, awesome coach, even better person. I know he's going to have a team that's prepared, that's tough. They run the triple option, which is something that can be hard to prepare for us. So we have to be dialed in practice-wise. And I felt like we did a pretty good job preparing for it. But he's also going to have kids that come out and know their role, are excited for each other. And we have to respond to that same excitement. I mean, we get to play at home week one. How could we not be excited for that? So we have to make sure that we work to protect our field.
And finally, Coach, what are the keys for the Humble Wildcats to come out successfully with a victory against Spencer?
You know, we're going to go back into some of those same things we talked about last year, Matt. We got to control the football. We got to make sure we don't turn it over. We got to take advantage of turnovers that we do force. We've got to really hone in our special teams this year. That's one thing, Coach Short, being in special teams, being in charge of the kicking game for special teams, he's really worked on perfecting our kickoff game. Worked on making that kick return just a little bit more sound in our scheme, and then just making sure that we continue to punt the ball well. I mean, last year our punting team really put teams into a tough spot at times, and then also Corey Detman back there in the return game, just making sure we set up good blocks for him. So I think those aspects of the game are so important and so key. And the biggest thing is that we got to remember, this is week one. We got to get out, we got to get seen. We got to make sure that we know what we're doing, get some good film so that we can evaluate what kids are doing and evaluate what kids are putting us in the best position to be successful.
Thank you, Coach, and best of luck for the opening kickoff.
Thank you, sir. Go Cats.
More coming up on the Wildcat pregame show right after this.
It's time to get up and experience the easy pace, small town America way of doing business with old fashioned virtues like politeness, courtesy, and friendliness. At Humboldt Motor Sales, take the time to browse through the huge selection of Chevy and GMC. Humboldt Motors believes in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. It only makes sense to buy in Humboldt. Your big country dealer is Humboldt Motors, Highway 3 East in Humboldt, or on the web at humboldtmotors.com.
Your GM Country Store.
Johns Knapp and Humboldt is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, and SUV. Hot weather is here. It's time to give your air conditioning some attention, plus belts, hoses, and air filters. I'm Garrett from Johns Napa, and we have the quality parts you need for your vehicle. We stock many other items for heavy-duty trucks and farming equipment. We're open weekdays 7 to 5:30 and Saturdays 7 to noon. Johns Napa, Highway 3 East in Humboldt.
Welcome back to tonight's Wildcat broadcast here on 97.7 The Bolt. The starting lineups are brought to you by Extreme Auto and Carts of Humboldt.
Welcome back to Mason Mockfield. Matt here with you on 97.7 The Bolt. It's now time for the starting lineups, as you just heard, by Extreme Auto and Golf Course Golf Carts. We will be looking at the Humboldt Wildcats here. We'll first take a look at how they will line up offensively. It'll be a first-year starter, Cohen Mattson, at the quarterback position. Jackson Dodd will line up at receiver. Tight end, it's Mason Brown. Running back will be Peyton Peterson. He is in for the injured Lance Kuhn, who suffered that injury in the preseason. Corey Detman will line up at wide receiver. And the H-back is Mason Van Pelt. Across the offensive line, it's Parker Slater. At left tackle, Gage Allen will be the left guard tonight. He'll be wearing jersey number 73 as well. Carson Arndt will be center. Right guard is Grant Dielman, and right tackle is Cale Newell. Starting punter is Carson Rubel, and starting place kicker is Nolan Gustafson. We'll have the Spencer Tigers line up right after this from Extreme Auto and Golf Carts.
For complete auto body repair, there's only one place to go. Extreme Auto and Carts in Humboldt. Their certified repair technicians use top-of-the-line equipment. They can custom paint just about anything and match just about any color with computer paint matching technology. Extreme Auto and Carts is a preferred shop with most insurance companies. Extreme Auto and Carts is your complete auto body and repair shop. Plus, golf cart sales, service, and accessories. For all your auto body repairs, contact owner Jeff Feaster with Extreme Auto and Carts. 332-2300.
Welcome back to Mason Mockfield. It's now time to look at the visiting Spencer Tigers starting lineup for this evening. It's going to be first-year quarterback Ross Carlson, who came off an injury a season ago. He is back here in a senior campaign as the quarterback for this team. Across the offensive line, it's Christian Menendez-Garcia, who will be at left tackle. Gabe Van Otterloo is the left guard. Center is Anthony Young. Right guard is Cole Watson. Right tackle will be Lewis Volk. At the C-back position, it's Jack Behrens. A is Weston Johnson. B, it's Adrian Carrillo. He's over 1,000 yards a season ago for this Spencer Tiger team. And the tight end is Eli Hookfin. Wide receiver starting also will be Eli Hookfin. He'll be in the punter and place-kicking position as well. Taking a look defensively for the Spencer Tigers, it will be Garrett Wirtz at the defensive end position. At the nose, it's Kane Wyman, the 5'11", 195 senior. Lewis Volk will be defensive tackle. Defensive end is Miles Robbins. In the linebacking core, it's Jack Behrens, Adrian Carrillo, Tommy Loke, and Eli Hookfin. And then at defensive back, it's Ross Carlson, Weston Johnson. The safety is Brody Jordan for the Spencer Tigers. Well, that will wrap it up for our starting lineups. Again, Extreme Auto and Golf Carts. We'll be back with keys to the game and final thoughts before kickoff right after this on 97.7 The Bolt.
And that was a look at the Extreme Auto and Carts starting lineups. Brought to you exclusively by Extreme Auto and Carts in Humboldt. See them for complete auto body repair and golf cart sales and service. And now we invite you to stay tuned. Wildcat football is up next, right here on KHBT 97.7 The Bolt.
Welcome back to the broadcast here. Matt Scheer with you on 97.7 The Bolt, KHBT, Humboldt Wildcats and Spencer Tigers. And the Humboldt Wildcats are getting ready to run on the field here. As the Spencer Tigers have already taken the field. Humboldt Wildcats with their signature laying on the field here to Kid Rock. Fans are standing here at Mason Mockfield. His color commentator, Greg Wickett, he's helping out also with the music here. Ooh, hold on, just got a bumpy up there.
Yeah, wearing a few hats tonight.
Yeah, he's wearing a few hats
helping
here tonight.
Helping the new AD with some of the music.
Got to say, this is part of the one of the coolest parts, though, Humboldt Wildcat
this
football.
This gets your blood going. It
and
does.
When they get ready to take the field.
Yeah, they know their cue.
I don't know if you can hear it in the background here, but this place is about to explode.
Yeah, there's not much in sports more exciting than the moment when this happens.
And then right after, we'll talk quickly keys to the game. Yep. But first, I just want to experience this probably for you as outside
weird.
Of coaching.
This is weird. I'm supposed to be down there. I feel like I'm supposed to be down there.
Get chills when they jump on that Wildcat logo at the 50-yard line. First time this year here in 2023. So, Coach, quickly before we do have the anthem, just want to talk more. Keys to the game here coming in. What do the Humboldt Wildcats got to do to be successful here to get their first win of the season?
Well, I have done a little scouting, even though I am in a little different position this year. But I think, based on what what Spencer's going to want to try to do. They're going to try to establish the run and that veer option that they do so well. And that thing is meant to eat up as much clock and limit your offensive opportunities as much as possible. So number one key is going to be stopping that veer option. And in doing that, you got to be very disciplined on defense. You know, you got to know what your job is, not getting caught doing somebody else's job, because that whole offense is based on getting you out of position, showing you something that's not there, and working you to a spot they want you to be in. And so offensively, you know, defensively, we've got to definitely do our job, know what your responsibilities are, and the best way to beat an option team defensively is give them some different looks on the end, because, you know, who's responsible for what. And in talking to the game plan with some of the coaches and some of the kids, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to give them some different looks on the end. Different guys are going to be on the quarterback at different times, and that's how you kind of mess with it. So hopefully that's the biggest key to the game. Ideally, getting off the field on defense is going to be ultimately the thing, and that all starts on first down. If we can stop them for a short gain on first down or just a no gain on first down, that's going to just set you up for a nice series to have an opportunity to stop them, because veer option, their whole plan is to grind it out for 3 yards a crack and then keep you off the field. I think back to last year in the Nevada game, it wasn't the option, but that's what they did to us, and that's how they beat us at Nevada. So it can be frustrating if you can't get off the field on defense, and that's number one key.
Well, they're about ready for the national anthem. The Humble Wildcat Band playing the honors. We'll be back after this for kickoff on 97.7 The Bolt.
You've been listening to the Wildcat Football Pregame Show. The opening kickoff is coming up next on this presentation of KHBT Sports.
North Central Iowa Service is your one-stop shop for all things for your home. Whether you need a furnace system to air conditioning, plumbing to electrical, solar to geothermal systems, let them go to work for you. Their staff is well qualified to handle any job you need done. Contact them today for more information at 332-1506 or check them out online at nciaservice.com. NCIS is proud to sponsor Wildcat Sports.
The tradition.
The Humboldt Wildcats are the Class 3A state champions. Cats win! Cats win! Cats win the championship!
The success.
And Humboldt, for the second consecutive season, is Unidome bound!
The commitment to excellence.
No man is more important than the team. No coach is more important than the team. The team, the team, the team.
Humboldt Wildcat Football is on the air. This exclusive presentation of KHBT Sports is brought to you by 716 Main Restaurant, Ag Parts Limited, Ag West Commodities, Bank Iowa, Champion Seeds, Hog Slap, Home Sweet Home Pet Care, Humboldt Motor Sales, Humboldt Newspapers, John's Napa Auto Parts, Lakes Dermatology, North Central Iowa Service, North Park Family Dentistry, Northwest Bank, WNH Cooperative, and Zinnel Roofing and Exterior. From the broadcast booth, here is Sports Director Matt Shear and Greg Wickett.
Welcome back to Mason Mock Field. Of course, hearing that game open, that brings back memories to 2006, the state championship for the Humboldt Wildcats. Gets Clear Lake Lions, who will face later on this year. Matt Shear, Greg Wickett with you on 97.7 The Bolt as we get ready for the coin toss here between these two teams. But can't wait for another football season. We're moments away from kickoff.
Yeah, it's exciting. That, you know, that 06 game, that one of the greatest moments of my entire career, if not the greatest moment, beating Clear Lake in the Unidome for the state championship. That was quite the team. That's memories that you're going to last a lifetime. And that's obviously what these guys here tonight are hoping for, something that comes close to that.
I aspire to do it. I remember last year in the preseason at Fort Dodge, I turned to Brady Ross and I said, Brady, where do you anticipate this team being towards the end of the year? And he said, execution, they're back in the dome. And that happened.
They were good enough.
Yeah, they were good enough. And this year we'll see.
Yeah, they've got some tools to do that. A lot of what you have to do in those situations is just believe you can do it. I can remember one of the later practices in that year in 06. An old friend of mine from high school, Jason Hines, came up. Do these guys know they can win the whole thing? And I told him, yeah, I think they do. And that's just believing you can play at that level and achieve those things is a big part of the battle. And that's got to start, with the older kids and with the coaching staff, just making them believe they can do it. And that's where winning over several years, that's kind of a key thing. That's what Harlan does. Their kids grow up knowing they can do it. And I think that's starting to be instilled in some of the Humboldt kids. The last two seasons going to the Unidome, they start to see other kids doing it, and that's something for them to work towards. They know it's possible, and that's a big part of the puzzle there.
Yes, it is. And, of course, Lance Kuhn going down with the injury, that was a little bit of a tough news to accept for head coach Derek Hellman during the scrimmage against Fort Dodge. But talked to Lance Kuhn before during the day, and he said his surgery went well. Ironically, he was in Spencer for the surgery. Broke that, the fourth metacarpal, and coming back from that injury, he says he's looking forward to be focused and getting back on the field as soon as he can. Here at his senior campaign, as Coach Hellman says, you get 9 of these opportunities.
Yep. Yeah, and he's a good kid. I was the running backs coach for a long time, so I've known Lance since he was a freshman and even before that. And, it breaks your heart when you see a kid dealing with an injury that's got such potential, and Lance definitely has potential, still has potential this year. It sounds like he's got a chance to come back middle of the year, and the surgery went well from what he said in school today. But you want a kid like that to be on the field. He's a returning All-State performer, had a great year last year, and what he can do, and how he can turn a game on a dime, and to not have him out there is a pretty big blow to the whole team.
Both teams running out and getting ready for the opening kickoff here in 2023. Tonight's officials for the game, it's Chris Holston along with Justin Jacobs, Greg Miller, Dan Sickles, and Michael Grootsker, who are officiating tonight's game. And the Wildcats will be ready to receive here. Eli Hookfin will be kicking off here for the Spencer Tigers.
Now, historically, Spencer's had some pretty good kickers over the years, and I would expect nothing less here. I would expect almost a possibility of a touchback.
So Peyton Peterson back to receive.
And Corey Detman.
In addition to Corey Detman.
Yeah, those are some dangerous guys. Those are the two fastest guys on our team by far.
Well, Hookfin runs up, toe hits the pigskin. We're off here in 2023.
That's who you want to get it.
One's caught back over. No, that's going to be Zane McIntyre. McIntyre cuts back over. Up over the 25, inside the left hash, up towards the 30.
Oh, it was.
A nice return. Zane McIntyre was able to take it back.
Yeah, Zane's a young kid. I bet his heart was going about a mile a minute when that was kicked to him. That's a scary situation in your first game.
Yeah, get thrown right into the fire.
Did a nice job. It was a nice return. He followed his blockers and made something out of it.
So this Humboldt Wildcat offense takes the field. First down and 10 on their own 29. Cohen Mabson leading the offense for the first time here at the varsity level. The junior.
Coach Hellman generally likes to start off with something pretty safe. So look for a dive right into the middle or a sweep.
He takes it himself, cuts over towards the left side, works along those left hashes, gets a couple of yards before he gets stripped down. It's a gain of about 3. And Ross Carlson, who's the opposing quarterback, makes a stop defensively for Spencer. It'll be second down at 6. Up to the 33 was a gain of 4.
All right, let's see what Coach Hellman dials up here.
Two receivers line up towards the left side. Running back joins Mattson in the backfield to his right, and Peterson. He'll hand it off to Peterson. Peterson cuts out towards the left hashes outside, gets up to the 35. It's a gain of 2, gets it up to third down and 4 here for the Wildcats. From the 35 yard line.
yard line.
So you look over towards the sideline for the play call here from Elman. If your offense, what are you thinking here?
Well, the early series, you generally want to see, give them a few different looks. Here they've got their wingback Van Pelt along on the two receiver side, which is our away call.
Madsen rolls out to his right, tucks it in. He's still on his feet, up across the 35 to the 40. He's got the first down, up to the 43-yard line. Cohen Madsen uses his feet and eludes tacklers to pick up the first down on the third down conversion.
Yeah, you want to see where they're going to line up on you and see where you can take advantage. See, they're going their base formation here, it looks like.
Get the play call from head coach Derek Hellman. And Cohen Madsen talking with head coach Derek Hellman, how pleased he is back at that quarterback position.
He's come from a football family, you know, Corey coaching for years, and obviously Cohen's little brother to Caden Madsen, who had a pretty good career here in Humboldt. He's down with the Cyclones now. But he knows what he's doing.
Throws over the middle. He's got Devin. Devin breaks one tackler. Down the field he goes, and eventually taken down inside the 35 of the Tigers, up to the 31.
Yeah, you could see Coach Elman set that play up a couple of plays ago. Right, that's our Z steal play is what that is. That you fake that power that we just ran a couple plays ago with Peterson, and that outside linebacker will step up, and you can get that wing Z receiver in behind him. So this is kind of par for the course on the way he calls games so far. Get the defense to react to something you want and take advantage of it. That's how our offense is set up.
So Wildcats started on their own 29-yard line. Now they find themselves first down at 10 on the plus 31. Madsen works from the gun. He's got Peterson to his left. He'll hand it off to Peterson. Works up the middle. He's got some real estate, and he will pick up close to a first down. He's got it.
That's going to be a key play for us. That's our belly play. It's pretty basic. It's not very risky. You're just going to follow your H-back into the hole straight ahead for your running back. If we can get that play to get 5 to 10 yards a crack, we're going to win the football game right there.
So up to the 20, the red zone here for the Wildcats on their first offensive drive of 2023. And Madsen goes right back to work. He's got Peterson to his left. Receiver Jackson Dodd, the lone man to the left side. Van Pelt in motion, rolling out to his left. He throws, completes it underneath here to Deadman, and he's got it for a couple of yards inside the 20 to about the 16, 17-yard line.
Matthew Mathiason for the Tigers.
Mathiason makes a stop there for Spencer. Second down and seven here from the 17. It's 8.5 to go in the opening quarter.
Look for him to go back to the power here with Peterson. And again, there's a couple reads that he can make. The quarterback, if he fakes his power to the other side, can keep it off tackle. That's one of the reads. Madsen's been running this pretty well. So there's the read. Kept it off tackle. Yep.
Keeps it over towards the left side. He works towards that left sideline. Can't get much more as he works his way up towards the sideline on the 15. But third down and about five to go.
That's the play that sets up that little quick pass to Detman that we just completed there. So we're setting him up a little bit is what we're doing, I believe.
Third down and five from the 15, under eight to go here in the opening quarter. Wildcats drove down from their own 29-yard line here in the red zone. Cohen Madsen works from the gun. He's got Peterson to his left. Two receivers left side. It's Dodd and Detman. Van Pelt comes the other way, gets the pitch, works over towards the right side. He's got real estate. Touchdown! Mason Van Pelt, rushing touchdown from 15 yards out. And the Cats lead 6-0 as Van Pelt was able to work to the right side, came from the left, swept across, and was able to get to the end zone. And with that touchdown, that is a Bank Iowa touchdown. They will donate $25 to the Humboldt Athletic Boosters for every Wildcat touchdown Mason Mock Field last year.
Yeah, that play is new. I guarantee Spencer has never seen that. That's I was at camp for a few days here this last week, and Nolan, that's something has not been on tape yet.
Nolan Gustafson runs up, toe hits the pigskin and drives it through. 7-0 lead for the Wildcats. Will step away for 60. Wildcats up 7-0 with 7.5 to go in the first quarter.
There's a story behind every smile, and everyone wants to have a smile they feel good about, no matter their age, gender, profession, or circumstances. Doctors Ryan Goodell and Cody Olson provide the highest quality of dental and orthodontic care to you and your family. They provide a wide variety of minor and major services, from orthodontic treatment to both restorative and cosmetic dentistry. So whatever the story may be, they would like to be part of yours. Call 332-3230 today. North Park Family Dentistry. They're going to make you smile.
716 Main is built on a reputation for fresh food, terrific service, and great value. 716 Main, home of the Toolbar in downtown Humboldt, is where you can enjoy everything from pizzas to steak, a juicy burger or fried chicken, pork chops to wraps, and everything in between. There's something for everyone. Just be sure to stop in and enjoy dining at its finest at 716 Main, where you can get all your favorite dishes. 716 Main, proud to sponsor Wildcat Sports.
A 71-yard drive for the Humboldt Wildcats. They have a 7-0 lead. Mason Van Pelt rushing 15 yards to the end zone. And Nolan Gustafson, who's that transfer from Emmitsburg, he played soccer for the Wildcats. And I'll tell it just in a little bit, the little quote I have. Actually, Elman's still with the return team, or the kickoff team here. Nolan Gustafson, remember the first match against Iowa Falls Alden and boys soccer this year on the road that we did on KHBT from 40 yards out on the IFA field, drove one to the top left corner of the net. He's got great accuracy, and he's a guy that can drive it to the end zone on the opening kickoff.
Yeah, we'll definitely take any transfer, athletic transfer kids that are his caliber. The Emmitsburg can send them all down this way if they want to. He's a good kid.
So it looks like
big, strong kid.
And Timmer will be back to receive here. Nolan Gustafson takes his paces back. He's got a big frame, does Gustafson.
Yeah, he does.
He's 6'5", 200. Runs up, hits the pigskin, drives this one. It's a one-hopper, rolls all the way back to the end zone for a touchback.
That makes it pretty easy to cover. They get it on the 20. That's a you'd take that every single time as a kickoff team.
So that offensive series for the Wildcats last time around was pretty good, to say the least,
yeah.
Especially with that play you haven't seen before, Mason Van Pelt.
No, that's the thing we were missing in this offense was something that's going to be a counter back to the backside outside of the quarterback. And that play is set up with our belly play that I was talking about, the straight ahead, just in your face play that Peyton Peterson ran. There's a certain formation that we run that
so we're on first down.
They can almost guess that.
We're going to hand it off here up the middle and maybe get a couple of yards across the 20 to the 22. It's Adrian Carrillo who carried. He had 1,200 yards a year ago, 11 touchdowns. He's one of these big horses on that offensive side of the ball. It's really brought some punch here for Spencer.
A lot of those guys, I understand, are new on their offensive line that haven't played. That's a good thing for us because our defensive line is pretty new.
Hand off again here up the middle. Now there's a missed tackle. Moves up across the 25 to the 27. Again, it's Carrillo. Wasn't a missed tackle. Just had open space there. The offensive line able to move. Get Carrillo that hold he needed. Makes a third down and short after Detman and Van Pelt make the tackle. 6:45 to go here in the opening quarter. 7-0 Wildcats. Third down and one from their own 29.
Good spot for play action for Spencer here. That's what I'd be worried about.
Carlson takes the snap. It'll be a handoff, or he'll be a quarterback keeper, and he will pick up the first down across the 30 to the 33. Paige Allen makes a stop, but not enough, as it's a first down here for Spencer across the 30, now up to the 33-yard line.
This is a difficult offense to play against, this veer option.
And Coach Hellman had talked about it, about how tough it is to prepare for this offense, as it's a keeper for Carlson.
Yeah.
Works ahead, back to the line of scrimmage, and gets a couple of more yards. They'll be second down and eight after Van Pelt makes the stop, only a 2-yard gain towards the left hashes.
Yeah, we'll take that on first down. If you can hold them under a couple yards first down, it makes it tough to grind it out on you. So it's good to see. We're making decent progress on first down.
The unofficial's timeout, and Wildcat shaking up here. That's going to be Keegan Grove.
Yeah.
As he heads over to the sideline. Get some water from athletic trainer Andy Newell, and Jackson Dodd's going to run out and take his place out on that defensive side.
Second down, 8 for the Tigers.
5:51 to go here in the first quarter. A 7-0 lead after the opening drive resulted in a touchdown for Humboldt. Spencer Tigers with Ross Carlson here quarterbacking this offense. Pitch it into the backfield. Working ahead with it is Weston Johnson along the right side. He'll get tripped up and stopped defensively. A nice stop for the Wildcats by Mason Brown.
Grant Gilman, Mason Brown on the stop for the Wildcats. It'll be third down and three.
On the 40, got to get to the 43 here for Spencer.
Yeah, this is the key here. Again, the play action pass, fake that fullback and hit somebody in the flat. That's what the fear is here, I think.
Carlson under center. He's got Johnson in motion in the backfield. He'll hand it off. Not going to get there as he stopped right at the 40.
That's good to see.
Adrian Carrillo.
Carrillo had nowhere to go as he was swallowed up by the defensive side along the right sideline. Gage Allen, who has a big defensive presence, has a big presence in general. He's a guy that just continues to get stronger as the years pile on throughout his high school career.
Yeah,
and that'll force Spencer to punt.
He's just a football player. You look at him, and that is the definition of a football player. He's going to bring it every time.
Under 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. It's Eli Hookfin to punt this one away. Back to receive is the speedy Corey Detman. Takes the snap, rolls out to the right, and boots this one off. Detman will make the catch around the 27. He muffed it. Has to fall on top of it back towards the 20. He's able to recover, however, but that could have been scary there. As I think Detman was thinking, had the, probably the juices running, and he wanted to take off.
He returned a few punts last year for us for touchdowns. I'm sure that, guaranteed, that's what's going through his head the whole time. He's going to take it back to the house.
Yeah, he averaged 21 yards of return a season ago.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's our big play guy.
Cohen Mattson and the Wildcats back out for their second offensive possession. Mattson will work from the gun. He's got Peterson to his right. He'll hand it off here to Peterson, who cuts back up. Has a man wrapped around his legs and gets about 2 yards as he tried to cut towards that left hash mark. Locke will make the stop defensively. It's Tommy Locke for Spencer. 3:50 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Wildcats with a second down and 9 on their own 22.
Okay, what they've got the that Z steal the Detman set up here with the power. Look for that power play action of Detman hitting that quick seam.
At the two receivers lined up to the left side. Mattson back to pass, throws. It's Detman, tipped up in the air, but he could not haul it in. As if he would have made that catch, he would have maybe had one defender to get by. And one of the coaches say, good call to you. See, you're able to just pick it apart. A little bit like Tony Romo asked.
I'm not so sure about that.
We'll say Tony Romo's Greg Wickett-esque. How about that?
Yeah,
there you go.
I wish.
So the incompletion makes it third down at 9 from their own 22. We saw Detman make an incredible catch against North Polk a year ago.
Yeah.
Falling to the turf, and that was huge play in the game to give the Wildcats the lead.
Yeah, for a touchdown in the north end zone, as I remember. I didn't get a good look at it until I saw it on tape.
Mattson back to pass. Still, and now he's in trouble, and he'll get spun down. Tries to fight his way back to the line of scrimmage. But he's going to be dropped behind the original line of scrimmage for a loss. Kane Wyman with the sack behind the line. It's fourth down and long. And the Wildcats will have to punt for the first time today with a fourth down and 13 on their own 18-yard line.
We'll see if we found another punter that could. I know Coach Hellman likes a rugby punt. Sprint out to the right with our punter and give him a green light once in a while.
Well, he's got a guy who is wearing Will Ornes' number from a year ago.
It's a step in the right direction, I suppose.
And Carson Rubel, we saw him as a freshman goalkeeper for a Wildcat team that made the state tournament earlier this season for soccer. Is
I think we were moving
on the
there.
Snap. Flag comes. This might be moving the Wildcats back. We'll see what the officials say. With 2:47 to go in this opening quarter and a fourth down and long. And the false start's going to back Humboldt back up. Well, it's Hookfin and Timmer back to receive. They're around the 45 right now. Actually,
oh, all right.
They're going to say, no, it's on the other side, so it's against the Spencer Tigers. It gives Humboldt 5 yards, so still punted with a fourth down and eight. Now on their own 23-yard line, they have 2:47 to go in this first quarter, up 7-0. Carson Rubel, we'll see him punt for the first time here at the varsity level. 5'9", 160 pounds, and he boots this one over the 50, takes a bounce, it finds Timmer. Timmer around the 45, works towards the left sideline. He's on the plus side of the field, gets leveled out of bounds towards the far side. But a good return as he gets inside the 40, around the 40, maybe the 39 on the plus side of the field.
That is a good punt. You know, that's just what you want him to do, get it out there and make him feel the tough one. That's definitely what happened there.
Donahue on the tackle.
Donahue had a great stick out of bounds there. That's fun to see him getting physical.
It's kind of, I don't know if you've played much Madden, but using the hit stick to try to drive the guy.
Hit stick on him, yeah.
Yeah, that was absolutely leveled him on the far side of the field.
Yeah, good to see him getting physical there. He's put in a lot of work.
So 2.5 to go here in the first quarter on the plus side of the field. He'll run it up the middle. Here is Carrillo, and he'll get spun down. But not before he gets a big chunk of yardage inside the 35, close to the 30.
Jordan, the ball carrier.
Actually, that is Jordan who is the ball carrier at time. Jordan with that run gets a 9-yard gain at second down and one right at the Humboldt 30-yard line.
Just hope we don't fall asleep for the play action. That, honestly, it's coming.
Well, Carlson hands this one off, working over towards the right side again. It's Brody Jordan. Jordan Ward continues to move his feet as he gets across the 20.
Gage Allen.
That was Carrillo. I got the 1 and 7 mixed up there. It's a little tough to see with those jerseys.
Yeah, it. Anybody running with a bunch of people falling off him, that's probably Carrillo. He is a tough runner.
He had 1,200 yards a year ago. He gets the ball a lot. He had 188 carries a season ago.
The fullback in this veer is going to carry it. You're going to be involved every play. May not carry it every play, but you're definitely going to be involved every single play.
In the backfield, it's Garrett Wirtz. As Carlson will hand this one off, Wirtz just goes up a couple of yards.
That's what we need to do on first down. Yeah, get him, stop him for a short gain.
Yeah, stop just for maybe a yard.
The ball carrier.
Be around second down and eight. Here at the 17 is Slater. That's Parker Slater who made the stop defensively.
Free safety's got to be careful here. He doesn't bite up on something and give up a long pass over his head. That's Mason Brown.
Final minute of the first quarter.
Don't fall for it.
Inside the red zone, here are the Spencer Tigers.
After you establish the run, that play action becomes so dangerous. On tape, they do it a lot.
Carlson under center. He's got a man in motion. He'll hand it off right up the middle, and he'll get stuffed right away. Not much where to go there for Garrett Wirtz. A couple of short gains. It'll be third down and 7 as we approach a half minute to go here in the opening quarter.
Gage Allen, Siler Brown on the stop. Third down.
They can't get used to Gage Allen wearing that 73 jersey out there, of course, playing on the offensive and defensive lines this year.
He was Lance's backup last year for most of the year at running back. So,
down to 16 seconds, third down and 7 from the 16. Carlson hands this one off up the middle. Not much where to go there. As he'll get stopped just shy of the 15. Again, that was Wirtz on another carry. And Wirtz just with a couple of short carries. It's going to stall out here, fourth down.
Great to see Dielman sticking his nose in there, too. That was a nice tackle by our middle linebacker, Dielman.
Yeah, great Dielman making a big play there. At the end of the first quarter, it is 7-0 Humboldt. We'll step away briefly. Second quarter of action coming up next here on KHBT 97.7 The Bolt.
Northwest Bank is your community bank. We offer accounts and services tailored to your needs with the flexibility to grow with you. Hi, this is Chelsea Lindemann. At Northwest Bank, we're committed to our customers and to our communities. We're proud to support our local athletes, coaches, and teachers, and we celebrate their achievements in sports and in the classroom. Best of luck, athletes. Northwest Bank, member FDIC.
Commitment you can bank on.
As a farmer, I have thousands of more mouths to feed than the average person. What fuels me to get the job done? The smell of the soil and the hum of the combine. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel for the most challenging conditions. Better than any formula yet, delivering maximum uptime every time. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. Fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Contact W&H Co-op, your certified Cenex distributor today.
Zimmel Roofing and Exteriors is a premier roofing contractor that offers roofing products and services to address your roofing issues. Investing in the right roofing system can prevent costly roof repairs and save you money in the long run. They have an industry knowledge and experience to deliver superior results every time. Depend on Zimmel Roofing and Exteriors for honest and timely roofing services at reasonable rates. After all, quality is expected. Trust is earned. Call them today to get the best roof in town. 515-890-8993.
KHBT Humboldt, 97.7 The Bolt, on Open Roads Media Station.
Start of the second quarter. The kick is up on the field goal here, and it is good from Hook Finn as he's able to drill a 27-yarder. I believe that was the yardage there.
That's a win for our defense. To stop him with a field goal, that's a win.
Yeah, 7-3 Wildcats leading here. We'll take a quick pause for a station identification here on 97.7 The Bolt.
Do you spend day in and day out growing a crop or raising livestock, but never make time to focus on selling what you've worked so hard to produce? Here at AgWest Commodities, we are proud to serve as a marketing partner to producers just like you for over 20 years. We can help you build a marketing plan, utilize the many tools available to manage your risk, and most importantly, help you to execute your plan to sell. To learn more, visit us at GoAgWest.com.
Go AgWest.